show I dissed him a long distance.
Or it's just a little...
A little piece down the street.
And if you had been traveling and still had about 200 miles to go, you'd say you still had a...
Long ways to go.
Did you ever say a fur piece?
I've heard that word said, but I have never said it.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell over this way, he fell over...
Backwards.
And this way.
Forward.
And say if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
Big pardon?
If I asked you, did you catch any fish, you might say, no.
I have been bad luck today. I didn't catch anything.
Did you ever say, nary a one?
Not a one. Nary one. Uh-huh. No.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
Clean up my land.
Okay. And wheat is tied up into a...
Wheat.
Uh-huh. It's tied up into a...
I don't know.
What about fodder? You ever seen fodder?
No.
Do you ever hear a bundle or sheep?
No, I haven't.
And talk about how much wheat you raised to an acre. You might say we raised 40.
Bushes to like it, or wheat, I guess. I don't know how the wheat come. I don't know how it come.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You carry it through a... they have to go through something. I don't know what the name is, carrying through the separator.
Did y'all?
Raise oats?
Uh-huh.
No, we didn't.
And say if you were thirsty, you'd say, I went over to the sink and poured myself a
glass of water.
And you'd say the glass fell off the sink and...
Broke.
So somebody has done what to the glass?
Somebody had done what to the glass?
Yeah, the glass has been...
Broken.
Okay, and you say, I didn't mean to...
I didn't mean to break the glass.
And... Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it. Or if you didn't use the word we, you could say...
I have to do it.
Or talk about us, though. Could you say you and I have to do it, or me and you have to do it, or how would you...
Oh, without using the word we?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I must do this.
Okay. What if you're talking about... Some man and yourself having to do something, you'd say?
Without using the word we.
Uh-huh. What'd you say?
I'll have to use his name then.
What would you say, he and I, or me and him, or...
John and I will do this.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
Both.
Okay. And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice, you might answer, it's
me. Come on in.
And say if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was
he.
And if it's a woman, you'd say that was
she at the door.
And if it's two people, that was
them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as
I am.
Or I'm not as tall
as he is.
Did you ever say, I'm not as tall as he be? Did you ever use the word be like that?
No.
And talk about how you say he can do that better than
I.
And say if you'd been out to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that.